You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We are talking about DVD formats, DVD burners, DVD.
Digital versatile disc.
Or sometimes called digital video disc.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Let me give you some basic differences. The CD that we've all come to know and love is capable of holding roughly 700 megabytes of data, which would allow us to put about, if you use compressed MP3 files, you can probably put about 150 to 200 songs on one CD.
Yes.
The DVD format is capable of storing a minimum of 4.7 gigabytes.
And the reason he says a minimum is this comes back to that format issue we talked about. And there are different formats, and they do something called layering. And
they also can use both sides of the disc.
Right.
So you can, depending upon the configuration, go as high as 17 gigabytes on one disc.
That's by using both sides and doing two layers. But again, this there's some compatibility issues. There are different formats, and there's different reasons why that may or may not work. But 4.7, just going at the bare minimum end of that thing.
But the question is, why would I want a DVD burner? Because I really don't have that much stuff.
Well, but you do. How many of you have called us saying, hey, I'm trying to use my CD burner for backing up, and the problem is I'm running out of space, so how do I back up all my stuff?
Without having to go to multiple disks.
Right.
That's one option. What about if you wanted to carry 1,500 songs around on one disk?
That would be very convenient.
Your whole MP3 library.
What if you had a digital camcorder, you were out shooting home movies, and you edited that stuff back together, and you can only fit probably unless you compress it really a lot and have some loss and things, you can only fit about half an hour or so of real good home movie video on a CD before you're going to have some problems. So you go to a DVD, and now you can fit 2.5 hours, 3 hours worth pretty easily.
Or you can use very, very low compression, which gives you much better quality video.
Right, and bigger quality. So you can take that also, that thing, that DVD, that if you burn it in the right format and things, you can send it off to Grandma. As long as she has a regular DVD player, she can probably watch it on her TV.
Well, but then do I want a DVD-ROM, a DVD-R, a DVD-RAM, DVD-RW, or Plus-R, or Plus-RW? Which one do I want?
Well, that's a tough question.
Inquiring minds want to know, and we'll actually answer that in more detail as the show goes on. But before we go on, should we answer a call or two here?
A call or two should be an... Ooh, look at who our next caller is.
Who is our next caller?
What a funny thing.
Come on.
Well, Louie got in, man.
All right. Louis!
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What might be on your mind this week?
Well, a little edumacation, and then a question about DVD rewriters.
Uh-huh.
Edumacation, an acronym, does not have to make a real word, but it has to be pronounced as a word. Like NASA isn't a word. It doesn't exist.
So Adam's acronym of SSL would be
SL.
If you could pronounce it as a word, you might call it an acronym.
SL. Okay, the debate rages on.
You were both, yeah. Okay.
I've never heard SSL pronounced SL.
No,
you've never heard it pronounced at all.
SL.
I've heard it pronounced as SSL a lot.
Yeah. And then your calendar needs to be updated because the vernal equinox is 20 days off.
Oh, shush.
The question...
Yeah, let's get to something real here.
Something of substance. The CD, when you do use a rewritable CD, it is a lot slower than using a write-once CD. So I have that capability, but I haven't even used the rewriter.
What you're talking about is a CDR as opposed to a CDRW, and what he's saying is that the CDRW, the rewritable, or write many times, is a much slower burn process than the regular CDR.
Yes.
Do you want to know why?
You are so articulate.
Do you want to know why it's slower?
I want to know why.
Because when you're writing a CD, all it has to do is go out there and burn data, meaning it actually has a little laser that goes in and etches the foil inside of the underneath the layers of plastic there. When you have an RW, it's got to go in first and clean off a layer and then burn. And in that process, instead of going through and actually cleaning off the disk first and then going back, oftentimes what happens is it's actually going ahead and cleaning as it's writing, and so it can't go as quickly, and it's a slower process. Plus, the materials inside are a little bit more delicate, so the process is a little bit more delicate and has to take a little longer.
Isn't that beautiful?
And there's a limit to how many times you can do that without losing stuff.
Yes. After, they say about 100 times plus or minus is really as many times as you can reuse a disc, meaning burn, clean it off, and burn again.
Yeah.
So.
And then after the break, why don't you tell us if the same thing holds true with the DVD rewritables?
I don't want to.
Okay, then don't. Everybody wants to know, though.
No, we'll talk in detail about all the
crazy
stuff.
Boy, this is a tease if I ever heard one.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll see you guys.
Bringing the substance to the computer corner, it's Lewis in Scottsdale.
North Phoenix,
wherever he is.
And the vernal equinox is not... Thanks, Mr. Know-It-All.
You have that on there.
Yeah, but, okay. You know, I don't know.
All right, we're talking about DVD burners. When we get back to, from the break, we will certainly talk some more about formats. And if you truly, truly want to get a DVD burner right now, we have the only one you should consider. We'll talk about that when we come back as well.
In case you're wondering what you're listening to, it's the Computer Corner. It's News Radio 620 KTAR. And now to the amazing news with the amazing Double D Digital Dominatrix Gail Bass, back after the news.